You can easily make the argument that the worlds of science and art are close, closer than some may think. But there are some cases where there is a direct tie, more than an overlap, kind of a connection. That's the case with an exhibit now on in downtown Honolulu, Arts
exactly
at Mark's Garage.
Right. Yep.
HPR's Noe Tanigawa here with a closer look at that one, Noe.
You are so right about that one. This exhibit just kind of jumped out of, like, Athena, you know, right out of Zeus's forehead. Here it is at Mark's Garage. If it's been a while since you've been there, it's under new management these days, guys. Their mission is still to transform downtown Honolulu with the power of the arts. And I got to say, it was a nice mix of brains and people with very skillful hands the other night there at the opening of Symbioses.
Symbioses.
Right. An art-science collaboration. Okay, Reiko Ho is the new programming director at Mark's Garage.
So we're trying to do, like, science and technology, and my thing is that STEM should be STEAM.
That science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
This is an amazing exhibit that over 40 artists and scientists worked on for over a year to bring science and the arts together and to help save our coral reefs.
Oh, you know, I realize that a lot of artists spend a lot of time establishing that art for art's sake is okay. Well, you know, been there, done that. Now, this Symbioses opening at Mark's Garage was such a lively conglomeration of people who are trying to leverage the visual arts to do things and learn things. There were colorful banners all over the place and videos of coral polyps was one of the projects. There were microscope projectors on so you could see live polyps doing their little thing. A big overhead net was all about this plankton research that's going on over there at, you know, Hawaii Marine Labs. And this whole entire cross-disciplinary project was spearheaded by somebody I really want you to meet here, Beth Lenz. She's a PhD candidate in marine biology at UH Manoa, and she studies how the impacts of these recent bleaching events on coral sexual reproduction. She spends a whole lot of her time, therefore, at the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology in Kaneohe.
In terms of being at Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology, we're isolated on Coconut Island on the windward side. And we do have community education outreach programs available, but this was just an amazing way to really extend our reach and translate it in completely different and creative ways by utilizing the talent around us, the artists that are based on Oahu, and bring them and invite them over to the island and to work alongside a scientist. So we have 7 collaborative teams of scientists paired with artists, and then we have 22 scientists that have submitted their own work of art inspired by their research on the reef.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Isn't it? It's quite the group. It's wonderful. It's very exciting. There's so many different avenues that this project is taking in a way. We're treating scientists like it's art and art like it's a science. We're really combining those two fields that for some reason became more separate over time, and we're trying to bridge them together and integrate the two to really show how necessary they are to share a story.
Hmm. Can you buy that?
I do, on a couple of levels. Coral as a connector is just such a logical point to that. You know, and as you were talking about the exhibit, I was thinking, people sometimes think of coral as a, you see it dried and you see the results.
Right.
Of just that living nature of living coral, it is such an important organism to our oceans and here in Hawaii in particular. And the other part, you know, and mention of the Institute of Marine Biology in Kaneohe, hard not to think of Ruth Gates.
Yes, exactly. That was best teacher. In fact, the show's dedicated to her, Bill.
Ruth passed away late last year in her 50s, and such a loss on so many levels. We were fortunate to have her on the conversation as a guest, but she just was a giant in that field of coral research. And of really doing work that is being looked at by scientists elsewhere as well. The Great Barrier Reef is facing a number of challenges in terms of coral degradation, in terms of bleaching. A lot of the work that Ruth Gates has done in terms of building resiliency of those coral reefs is something that is being built on elsewhere as well as here in Hawaii.
Terrific work going on here on that, and people should know about it. And, you know, appropriate that this show should be dedicated to her because she was also a great communicator about her work. So super, right?
That really is true. She was the first woman to be president of the International Society for Reef Studies, among other things. Mm. She's also a third-degree black belt. Not a lot of people know that.
But. You know, a lot of people remember this woman and honor her today. I'm telling you, she continues to make an impact. And, you know, if you want to get in on this, too, you actually can. This coming up weekend, you can be kind of an art sci activist yourself by supporting projects. It's easy. It's just through a little community dinner. Abby Seitz is a planner by day, and she's the volunteer founder of Feast Hawaii.
It's pretty simple. It's just a community dinner where everyone gathers, and everyone pays about $20 or so for the entrance fee. And during the dinner, different artists or creatives in the community will pitch public art projects, creative advocacy, and we worked with Mental Health of America in the past, some different kind of environmental groups to focus on a specific issue and look at how art can bring awareness to it or start addressing these issues.
Well, Seitz says everybody pitches in a little bit, and we have this project that comes out of community resources. So Feast and Nerd Night Honolulu are teaming up for this coming Saturday night, 6 to 9, $25 gets you in, and Ted Style talks about the works in the show. The dinner's catered, so that leaves about 3/4 of the funds from this event for the project that everybody votes on to get the money at the end of the night.
You know, that's a great idea, because not only does a worthy project get some funding, but also all of those ideas get broader exposure within the community and gets people talking about, ooh, I didn't know, do you know what they're doing over there? And that's such a great building ground for something further.
Yeah, I just love how people are taking art, which you should just sit on a wall somewhere, and using it to point the tip down and really start riding this wave.
And Arts at Marks, generally, in terms of how they doing?
Very well. This show looks great under the direction of the new gallery director there, Ryan Sueoka. So hopes are up for Marks. Check this show out.
Excellent. Noe Tanigawa, you know her from Hawaii Public Radio, Arts and Culture Ideas. You can find her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.